kill you on both sides. So let me just mention what the agenda is for today. If we want to finish the Rashba, which we started, and hopefully make a siyum on this essay of the Rotsky. So let's start with the Rashba. Now, the Rashba, which we gave out yesterday, I hope you have your copy, in the second paragraph, which starts with the words Vehilchasa, Paskins, like the Mandiomer, also Lishtamish Liora. And then he goes on to establish, based on a sugya later on Chav Gimel Amid Beis, where Rava says that if you have only one Ner, you should use it for Ner Beitho, which means for Ner Shabbos, as opposed to Ner Chanukah, that the Iser of Lishtamish Liora extends to include even Tashmish the Mitzvah, for example, Suda Shabbos or Kriya B'Torah. And the reason for that is because the Rashba understands that Rav on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, in the case where he has one candle, is operating with what we call a Tarti de Sasre. That there's a contradiction and a conflict. Theoretically, you could use one Ner for both. That's not a problem, according to the Rashba. The only issue is that these two mitzvahs are mutually exclusive, and the reason for that, bless you, the reason for that is because whereas Ner Chanukah is also Lishtamish Liora, Shabbos is Chiyuv Lishtamish Liora. The whole purpose of the Ner is to be Lishtamish Liora. So therefore it can't function in both capacities. However, says the Rashba, if you would assume that you're allowed to benefit from the Ner Chanukah, at least for the sake of a mitzvah, like for example Suda Shabbos, then there would be no stira, there would be no tarti de sasri here, because I could have one candle that on the one hand it's designated for the mitzvah of Chanukah, and on the other hand it's dedicated for the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos, which means that I can enjoy illuminating my Suda with this Ner Chanukah, and that's not a tarti de sasri. So just to summarize, what the Rashba's final conclusion, Allah Lamaisa, is also Lishtamish Liora, even for the sake of a Tashmish Shal Mitzvah. Shal Kiddush. Then he writes, which you'll see five lines up before the bottom on the right column, he says, V'chein posakar av alfa sizal kidivrei kulam lahachmir. It means that according to the psak of the Rif, we're going to establish that osel ishtamish liora, we're going to add to that afilu tashmish shal mitzvah, and we're going to add Rav Asi, which the Rashba had just quoted a few lines earlier. Rav Asi adds on Daf Chav Beis that he's not allowed to use the R of the Ner Chanukah Lahartzos Mos, even though, as the Rashba points out, Eino Nira Kinena Mimenu, it doesn't look like he's benefiting from the Ner because he's at a distance, but nevertheless that too comes under the halacha of Bizui Mitzvah. So if we accept both, sort of like both ends of the candle, pardon the pun, in other words, we have both the Isul Shtamish Liora of Rav, which is all-inclusive, and extends as far, even as far as Tashmish Shal Mitzvah, Tashmish Shal Kedusha. On the other end of the spectrum, we're going to operate within the framework of Bizui Mitzvah, and we're going to say that if he uses the Ner Chanukah, even from a distance, for the sake of counting his most, that's degrading to the Ner Chanukah, to the Ner Mitzvah, and that comes under Bizui Mitzvah. The Rif is going to take all those chumras together. Every chumra you want. You can ask me whether you can benefit from the Ner Chanukah. The answer is no. Can I benefit from the Ner Chanukah for the sake of my Suda Shabbos, which is a mitzvah? No. Can I benefit from a distance, which is maybe Bizui Mitzvah, maybe not Bizui Mitzvah? The answer is no. All this is based on Rav Asi, because Rav Asi says it is considered Bizui Mitzvah. And that's okay. Now the Rashba goes on to another question. What would be if he wants to light one Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah? Are we going to go L'chumra here as well? We're up to the Afal Gav in the reading of the Rashba, which is four lines up before the end of the right column. And let's just give a little background to you. The Gemara on Daf Chav Beis presents a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel about whether or not you're permitted to light one Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah. Rav says it's Asur, and Shmuel says it's Mutar. And as we've discussed at great length, there are two versions of that machlokas. One version has it that they're arguing about bizui mitzvah in the case of a kinsa. Now, wait a minute. Do we know what a kinsa is, or do I have to go over that again and again? No, Sam, you weren't here the last couple of days. So should we go over it one more time?
Please don't.
Okay, so we know what a kinsa is. And the other version of machlokas between Rav and Shmuel is that we're talking about directly one ner to the other. According to that second version, in the case of a kinsa, even Shmuel prohibits it. Now, I emphasize this because the Rashba is going to say in just 2 minutes, Kaimel on Kishmuel. Now, that might sound like simple to you that we paskin like Shmuel, because after all, Rabba reports a tradition. I mean, Abaye, the name of Rabba, reports that we accept Shmuel.
Right.
But the reason why I emphasize this is because there's a sugya here on Dafchav Beis on a base called My Havi Allah. And the Gemara asks, what's the final conclusion? And Tosa says, I don't understand. What do you mean, My Havi Allah? We've already quoted back on Chav Beis Amid Aleph a tradition that we pass like Shmuel. So what's My Havi Allah? My Havi Allah means, what's the bottom line? We've already established the bottom line. So Tosa says in his first interpretation that My Havi Allah means, maybe we're not going to accept this tradition of Rabbah. Even though Rabbah paskin like Shmuel, we're not going to paskin like Shmuel. We're going to paskin like Rav. Because of the universal principle that we paskin like Rav. So that's why I emphasize that when we get to the Rashbah here is not operating within the framework of Tosfos, in his first Pshat Tosfos, that we paskin like Rav. He says explicitly, Kaimalon Kishmuel. Okay, that's number one. But now we have to ask ourselves the following question. Which Shmuel are we paskining like? If we take the version of the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel about Bizui Mitzvah being in the case of Kinsa, then we're passing like Shmuel Akula even in the case of Kinsa, which would be very exciting, because then we'd have a case where the Rif himself would find one Kula. In one case, he would allow to benefit from the Ner Chanukah, again for the greater good of lighting another Ner Chanukah, but through the vehicle of a Kinsa. However, the second version of the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel has it that they're arguing about a direct lighting miner l'ner, which means that in the case of a kinsa, even Shmuel agrees that it's aser. So if you were to guess, based on the fact that we saw already in the Rashba, Pasak Rav Alfus Kedivrei Kulo Mahachmir, which of the two versions of the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel do you think the Rif is going to accept? And the Nafkamina as far as kinsa is concerned? I don't hear much of a response. Does that mean that I spoke too slow, too fast? Where did I lose you? Again, the Rashba is committed to passing like Shmuel. That I'll show you black and white. But I'm asking which Shmuel is going to be the Shmuel of Bizui Mitzvah, which means that Shmuel is making with Kinsa, or is it Shmuel of Miner L'Ner, which means that Shmuel himself accepted Bizui Mitzvah in the case of Kinsa? Are we going to allow Hadlakas Ner L'Ner in the case of Kinsa going to the Rashba if we pass in like Shmuel? You're going to say no. Why not, John?
It's Bizui Mitzvah.
Yeah, but again, when you say Bizui Mitzvah, it could be the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel's about Bizui Mitzvah, and if you're passing like Shmuel, then it's not Bizui Mitzvah. But the reason I'm tempted to think that the Rashba, and we'll see this explicitly in just a minute, would probably here be inclined to take the second version of Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, which would mean that Kinsa is Asur.
Because he accepts the Rif saying he's cool enough.
Excellent, because there's this language in which he says that the Rif paskins like cool, kidere cool, lahachmir, which sounds like every single chumra in the book that you can possibly, any issue that you'll come up with in the sugya about whether or not I'm allowed to benefit from the ner or not, you're always going to be machriya l'chumra. I mean, my first question is going to be why the Rif took that position. I mean, after all,
does that mean the Rif doesn't pass him a kishmol even in the case of the ner? Because if he's cool on l'chumra, means he passes him a grav?
Well, no. In the case of Shmuel, the Gemara says explicitly that we pass like Shmuel. So the Rif, I guess, is limited. But again, if you have a question, which Shmuel would be Shmuel in the extreme that we could be matir even through a kinsa or not, right? Which the Gemara vacillates back and forth. So here the Rif Kul L'Chumra is going to take that approach that kinsa is going to be awesome. That's so far so good.
In one motion.
Again, I don't know why we don't apply the principle of Safek Derabbanan L'Kula here in the case of Ner Chanukah. I mean, just on the side, I don't want to get off on a side check, but this reminds me of the sugi of Tveria as far as Kriyas HaMegillah is concerned. The Gemara says we don't know whether Tveria is a walled city and it reads on the 15th, or it's an open city and we read on the 14th. So in Tveria, therefore, we read on both days. So there are such things as, you know, suffering to Rabbanu Lechumra. And if we apply that principle of Megillah to Hanukkah, then maybe that's what the Rif wants to say. His agenda is that we owe, in every issue, we're going to have to paskin Lechumra. But here, I manish don't understand the Rashba. Here's where I got stuck. I hit a complete brick wall. Take a look. Four lines up from the bottom. Okay, who's going to win the prize today? And tell me what the Rashba is saying, because I'm totally lost. The afal gav the afligu rav ushmuel bimadlikim miner liner. Correct. So here we don't have the freedom of going lechumra. Where are you going to apply the chumra in? Because we pass like shmuel lekula. So how the Rashba is sort of like implying a question. And if we're going to pass him like Shmuel, this is going to give us a kula. Says the Rashba name. Even here we're going to have a chumra. Why? V'yukimna pluktayu bakhushe mitzvah. In other words, the Rashba is saying, again, I'm going to give you the bottom line, and then we'll figure out how we got to that conclusion. But the bottom line is we're going to accept the second version of Rav and Shmuel, which means that Rav and Shmuel are arguing about Manlikim Miner Lener, Shmuel's being Mekil, Rav's being Machmir. But in the case of Kinsa, even Shmuel would accept the Iser of Bizui Mitzvah. So that's okay per se, except for one problem. What do you mean, Vukim the Plutai Bakhushe Mitzvah? Where does the Rashba know such a thing? Where does the Rashba come off saying such a thing? Again, I'm being very honest with you, Rabbi Osai. Again, I have all the love and the respect for the Rashba, but I just don't understand where the man is coming from. Those four words, Vukimnu, Vukimna, Pluktayu, Bakhushe Mitzvah. Again, if I accept that Rashba, then everything fits into place. It's a beautiful picture he's drawing in front of us. That ultimately we accept the second version in the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, and they're arguing about a Kushe Mitzvah in the case, but it's called Madlik Mishraga L'Shraga, and we're going to be Mekel here against Rav in favor of Shmuel, Kaimelon Kishmuel L'Shari, in Hadlokas Ner L'Ner directly, but in the case Abel Bekinsa L'Kule Alma Osu Mishum Buzin Mitzvah in Shmuel agrees. That's according to the second Ukimta in the Gemara. But how does the Rashba know that Ukimta Plutai Bakhushe Mitzvah? We know that that's not true. Pukfaker. I would have written Ukimta Plutayu Bibizi Mitzvah. And they're arguing about Kesem. Why do I say so? Because the Gemara says, take a look on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, and We'll show you the line. I mean, we've already touched on it in the past, and the Gemara says that. Just give me the line here. Oh, here it is. Ekhushe mitzvah. See if you can find the line that starts with the word ekhushe. It's about a little bit more than halfway down the Amud. Okay, this is going to be a tough one because it doesn't parallel any Tosfos, so I don't know how to show you. Yeah, you can start counting from the bottom of the page, and you'll probably count them about 15 lines. But there's a line that starts Akhushe Mitzvah, and then the Gemara says Kashya Kashya. So let me just summarize that line in the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you take the second version of the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, they're arguing about direct lighting of Ner L'Ner, which Rav is Machmir. And the reason for that is because of a Kushe Mitzvah, which means that when you light directly one near to the other, you're kaviyachal drawing and diminishing some of the oil from the first Ner. The Gemara says that's against a Pasuk in Chumash, because the Chumash says that when they lit the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, they lit me Ner L'Ner, which means that the Ner HaMaravi was used directly to light the other Neros without any medium, and there was no problem about Chushe Mitzvah. So that Ner Chanukah can't be more chomer than the Ner Shebamigdash. if a ner should be migdash, it's just like a dial of omen adin kind of principle, that the nilmat can't be more extensive than the malamed. If the malamed, which is your paradigm to erase a case of lighting neros for the sake of a mitzvah, is ner should be migdash, and there they lit directly from one ner to the other, apparently they're not worried about a klushe mitzvah, then how much more so in the case of Ner Chanukah, when you light one Ner Chanukah directly from another Ner Chanukah, we're not worried about a klushe mitzvah. And the Gemara blibes with Kasha Kasha. It means that the Gemara has now completely upschlugged this understanding of the version, the second version, this understanding of Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, that they're arguing about Miner L'Ner. There's no one, not Rav or anybody, who could maintain that you're not allowed to light Ner L'Ner, because our paradigm case of Ner L'Ner is Ner Shev Migdash. So I don't understand what the Rashba is talking about when he says Ukimna Pluktayim Bakhushe Mitzvah. Those words make no sense to me. I'm missing something here. Now, there are a couple of points I want to make on this line of Akushe Ukimna, Ukimna Pluktayim Bakhushe Mitzvah. Point number one is that the Ritva on this line of the Gemara that we saw, Akushe Mitzvah, Madafkov base of base, he says that there's a difference between the word kasha and the word tiufta. You're familiar with this. This is a Rashbam, I think, above Basra, that tiufta means there's no answer. It's upshlag. Forget it. You know, say Kaddish and bury the hatchet. But kasha means we don't have an answer, but there is an answer. There's an answer out there. So the Ritva says that there is an answer out there, because maybe in the case of Ner Shev Migdash, since the whole purpose of the Ner Ma'aravi was to create this miracle, that even though they used the Ner Ma'aravi to light the other candles, so it was the first one that was lit, nevertheless it would last, and the oil would last even beyond all the other candles in the menorah. So that's a situation called Lo Efshar. I'll read to you the language of the Ritva. He says, Hine Bagamora Maskenosa Shenisheres Bekusha Al Rav Adav Bar Ava, that's the second version. Hasover Sharavu Shmu Niflagu Bimadlik Ner Liner Shalobem Tos Kisem Virav Sovar Les or Mahmas Akushe Mitzvah. He says the following. Velosima Hagemara Bityuvta. The Gemara didn't end with the word Tyuvta. There is a way of explaining even Rav Adar Bar Acha's version of Rav of an Iser called Akushe Mitzvah when he lights one candle directly from the other. Shedafka b'neiro shemenora hutar hadavar. Now it's enoch inami to take one ner and diminish it by lighting directly another ner would be asur, and that does constitute a violation of Akushe Mitzvah. However, in the menorah there was a matir. What was the matir? Lefishi efshar. Notice the Torah explicitly allowed this, even though normally it would not be allowed, because the efshar be ofen acher. And why is it the efshar b'inyan acher? Kevon she nilmad me'apasuk she yesh lahadlikas kol haneros miner hamarov. So I was thinking that maybe the Rashba, and you know the Rashba and the Ritva came from the same school, maybe the Rashba is like the Ritva, he's much earlier than the Ritva, but, and he's saying, Ukim the Plutai Bakhushe Mitzvah means, since the Gemara was attacking Rav in this version of Rav Adar Bar Ava, and Rav prohibited lighting a Ner Chanukah directly from another Ner Chanukah, we're going to accept that version because the Gemara is attacking that version. The fact that the Gemara is attacking that version means that the Gemara accepted that version. Aye, the Gemara rejects it because of Kasha, Kasha from there should be Mikdash. The answer is the Ritva, that the Gemara only says Kasha, but implying, you know, pointing a finger that there is an answer to this question. Maybe that's what the Rashba means. But I just want to point out for the record, this is my second point, that Tosas Divra Maska Mai Havi Allah, here on Dafkov Bezom and Bez, presents two opinions as to whether or not we paskin that kinsa is asur in the case of Ner Chanukah. That's the ratio of Tosus, which is anonymous, and then the second half of Tosus is the name of the Rashi, the Rivan. But I want to point out that the difference between the Reish of Tosus, the first approach to Tosus, and the Rivam has nothing to do with these words in the Rashba. Meaning both versions of Tosus accept that the Gemara rejects Akhushe Mitzvah. The only machlokas between the first answer Tosus and the second answer Tosus, who do we pass like? Do we pass like Rav Shmuel? So in the first answer Tosus, we pass like Rav against Shmuel, despite the tradition of Abaye in the name of Rav. And if we pass like Rav, the Gemara wants to clarify what would Rav say about the case of Madlik and Ner Liner. The Gemara's final conclusion that Rav would allow Hadlaka directly Ner Liner, but the implication would be that Rav would certainly assert it was if it was through a kinsar. So again, you know, it could be that the Rashba's conclusion that the Rif is right, that the kinsar is asur, that could definitely reflect the final maskona of the Gemara. That's the first day of Tosus here, but not because of the reasoning of the Rashba, but of Okimna Puntayu Bakhushe Mitzvah. That's not true. Bakhushe Mitzvah is old hat, and it's dead and buried, and farfallen, and forget about it. Don't even try to pick it up from the dust. The reason why Tosus says in his first approach that we pass in the Kinsah Zasur, which is the Rambam Shita as well as we saw, that's for a different reason. That's because we're going to pass like Rav against Shmuel. But the Rashba clearly goes on record that we pass like Shmuel. If we pass like Shmuel, then Kinsah is for sure mutter, but not because Ukim the Pluktaya Bakhushe Mitzvah. On the contrary, if you hold the Ukim the Pluktaya Bakhushe Mitzvah, then Shmuel would ask her Kinsah. But okay, so fine. So that's the Rashba's conclusion, right? That ukim neplutayu bekushe mitzvah, and therefore even Shmuel would aser kinsah. But where in the Gemara is ukim neplutayu bekushe mitzvah? That seems to be antithetical to the conclusion of the sugya, according to both days and Tosfos.
Yeah. I just need a point of clarity. Is it possible that bekushe mitzvah only applies to a neir, not to a kissing?
Not what?
Well, yeah, that's for sure. Kushe mitzvah only applies ner l'ner when it's directly, not through a kisim. If it's through a kisim, that's called bizu mitzvah in the language of the Shas.
Is that more than, or is that different? You know what?
That's a good question. I would say it's much more. Why? Because bizayin mitzvah means I'm enjoying the benefit of a mitzvah. That's degrading to the mitzvah when I take it for myself. A kushe mitzvah is much more far-reaching. I'm actually obliterating or nullifying the mitzvah itself. I'm taking away the shemen from this.
The worrying that it looks like you're taking away the shemen, I'm wondering if that applies to a kisein.
You want to know if I'm taking away from the shemen in the case of a ner, then lechora how much more so, or at least equally so, I'm taking away from the shemen in the case of a kisein.
Somebody says mechsi.
Yeah. Rashi says mechsi.
So, I'm wondering if it looks like you're coming with something that needs oil, that you're stealing oil.
Oh,
because
okay.
A kisein doesn't use oil.
I don't know. You're asking some good questions. I don't know the answers to your question, but I'm just I don't have a Rashi with footnotes. Maybe if you can get access to one, you know, I forgot the name of the organization. It's published by Moshe Rav Kook, but it's a different organization that has the Rashba with footnotes. So I assume there's a Rashba on Shabbos with footnotes. I have not been able to find one here. But if there's no footnote on those four words in the Rashba, then send the book back to its publisher, because it's not worth the paper it's written on. Somebody has to comment on these four words of the Rashba. And enlighten me. Where's Ukim the Plutayu Belkushe Mitzvah? Now again, the agenda here of the Rashba might be understood. Because what happened was, in the history and the chronology of events, the Talmud presented his version of the Machlokes Shin Rav and Shmuel, which is called Bizu Mitzvah. And Rav Ada Bar Abba made a very, the Rebbe, because he presented from his Rebbe Rav Ada, and Rav Ada made a very sharp statement. And he says, don't pay any attention to what my Talmud said. Lo titzaisule was his language. And then he went ahead and he offered his version of the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, which is called Akhushe Mitzvah. Which means, again, that even Shmuel would agree, everybody would agree, that in the case of a kisev, it's awesome. So that I can understand, but that the Rashba says, Ukim the Plutayu Bakushe Mitzvah, the Gemara seems to say just the opposite. That there's no way under the heavens that Rav could maintain that a Kushe Mitzvah is an existing principle, because he's being contradicted by the parasha of Ner Shemim. All right, let's go on. Okay, Saval Bekidza, here's the final word, and this is again the Rif, Lechumra, Asur Mishum, Bizui Mitzvah. Now, Rabosai, we have a bit of a problem over here. The Rashba has a problem. And you'll see on line 4 here on the left column, Yesh Lomer, he's going to try to answer this problem. But let's first appreciate his problem. We have the sugya on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. That's the sugya of Rav. That sugya is predicated on the halacha of Asur L'shtamish Li'ora Klal. Klal means there's no way, in no scenario would you be allowed to use and benefit from the Ner Chana. Now we have the sugya Daf Chaf Beis. The sugya of Chaf Beis of Rav Asi is introducing the concept of Bizui Mitzvah. Again, please keep in mind that the Rashba himself had a possibility that Rav back on Chaf Aleph was Bizui Mitzvah. You remember the Rashba up on top of this page had two possibilities of understanding Rav. The first one was Menorah, and the second one was Bizui Mitzvah. But basically, as the Rashba develops his, and presents his thesis, he drops the ball on Bizui Mitzvah. He's really focused totally on a new concept called Asur L'shtamish Li'ora, which has nothing to do with Bizui Mitzvah. But now the Rashba is saying that the Rif is going to paskin L'chumra in the case of Kisem, based on the sugya of Rav and Shmuel, because even Shmuel is going to agree that in the case of Kisem we have a problem with Bizui Mitzvah. So he says the following: the Alma Heichid Deika Mishum Bizui Mitzvah Bilachud Hu Di Asur. If the Rif is accepting Shmuel, and Shmuel in turn accepts the principle of Bizui Mitzvah, and Shmuel will prohibit benefiting from the Ner for your own personal purposes, like for example through a Kisem, which looks like you're just lighting up your Kisem in order to torch something else, then the implication is that. And here you have to emphasize or bold the word bilachud, right? The hecha the ika mishum bizui mitzvah bilachud hu di asur. Again, the word bilachud is a little bit ambiguous. I think what he means by bilachud is that only when there's a bizui mitzvah is it asur. And that's why Shmuel and Rav were arguing back and forth about the case of Ner L'Ner. Is that called bizui mitzvah? It's not called bizui mitzvah. What about al yidei kisem? And according to one version, which the Rashba accepts, even Shmuel agrees that in the case of Kisem, it's going to be considered Bizui Mitzvah. But again, the only reason why we're prohibiting using the Ner is because it's Bizui Mitzvah. Now, what's the implication? Says the Rashba, Ha Hecha, right? After the word Ha, you could add Yesh Ledayik or Yesh Lilmog Mikan. The Hecha Deleka Mishum Bizui Mitzvah, Shari. If the Rif is embracing the sugya of Rav Asi and Shmuel on Daf Chaf Beis, which means that the problem of benefiting from the Ner is Bizui Mitzvah, and we're going to go back and forth and vacillate, how do we measure Bizui Mitzvah, when is it Bizui Mitzvah? Not the implication is that if it would be for the sake of Tashmish Din Mitzvah, V'lav Bizui Mitzvah Iko, then it should be Mutter. Correct? Again, let's underline. Ha-hecha deleka mishum bizui mitzvah shari. Now, wait a minute. We just finished saying this was the whole thesis of the Rashba, that the Gemara of Rav on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis is going to tell you that when you light this one single Ner on Leil Shabbos of Chanukah, it cannot possibly be lit for the sake of Ner Shabbos, because to illuminate your Seudah Shabbos is prohibited under the law of Asur L'shtamish Li'ora. Namely, that there's an absolute, as we call it, contradiction between using the same Ner for both Chanukah and Shabbos, because Shabbos requires that you benefit from the Ner and illuminate your table when you're eating your Seudah. Mm. And Chanukah asks it. So it means that Chanukah, Asur L'shtamish Li'ora, includes even the case of Tashmish the Kedusha, Tashmish the Mitzvah. Now, if that be the case, how can the Rif turn around and accept the sugya on Daf Chaf Aleph of Asur L'shtamish Li'ora, and then turn around and say, no, we're going to paskin like Shmuel L'chumra and Ifilu Kisem is also because of Bizui Mitzvah. But if you're asking Bizui Mitzvah, then you want to analyze, well, what is your ultimate purpose or goal by using this Ner Chanukah? If it's something that's degrading, then it's prohibited. That's called bizu mitzvah. But if it's something for the sake of another mitzvah, that's not degrading. And therefore it should be mutter. Does everybody follow where the Rashba at this point is up against a brick wall? He's got a contradiction in the Rif himself. The Rif on the one hand wanted to accept Hilchasa, like at the beginning of this paragraph, Hilchasa Kibani Yomer Asulish Tamish Liora, which the Rashba develops about midway through this paragraph that includes all Tashmish, even a Tashmish to Mitzvah. Now the Rif goes ahead and Paskins like Shmuel, and the issue of benefiting from the Ner Chanukah is an issue of Bizu Mitzvah. I'm going to ask, is it Bizu Mitzvah? Is it not Bizu Mitzvah? But the implication is that if it wouldn't be Bizu Mitzvah, any other benefit that I get from the Ner Chanukah would be Mutter. Now, what would be the clear cut case of a benefit from the Ner Chanukah which is not Bizu Mitzvah? Tashmish Shel Kedusha, correct? Are you with me? So now we have a stira. Because on the one hand, the Rif has already established halacha like Rav Hondaf Chafalaf and Beis Osel Ishtamish Liora, which means, as the Rashba proves, Osel Ishtamish Liora, even for the sake of a Sudas Shabbos, of a mitzvah. Now the Rif is turning around, he's passing like the Sugyan Daf Chaf Beis, that the whole problem, the whole issue is Bizu Mitzvah. Is it Bizu Mitzvah? Is it not Bizu Mitzvah? But one category is clearly not Bizu Mitzvah, and that's the case of L'shem Tashmish Shel Kedusha, Tashmish Shel Mitzvah. So then, we're back to square one now. We don't understand the sugya of Rava on Daf of Gimel and Beis, because if you're going to tell me that the whole Iser of Ishtamshus B'yar Nachanik exhausts itself in Bizu Mitzvah, then why can't one candle serve a double function? Because you'll tell me, how can it be an Er Shabbos, which is Mutter or Mitzvah L'shtamish Liora, when it's an Er Chanuk, which is also, the answer is, the only nature of the Iser of L'shtamshus Liora and Er Chanuk is because of Bizu Mitzvah. Now I'm using it to light up my Shabbos table, and that's not called Bizu Mitzvah. Yeshlomar, now hear the language of the Rashba, if you could help me here. Yeshlomar. Now again, this Yeshlomar is going to take us all the way down to Inami. And the Rashba is going to offer two approaches to reconcile the Rif. And then the second approach is mamish revolutionary. It's off the charts. Let's see if we can explain the first approach. V'yesh lomar, d'chol shemishtamish bo, lo mefarsin ha-milsa. D'ha-roa omer l'tzarcha hu di'adlaka, v'hilkach ha-filu leka mishum bizu mitzvah, kol hechel lo mefarsin ha-milsa, osu. V'hechanani di'ika, mishum bizu mitzvah, karzos mos, mirocho, k'neged osu, afagav d'leka mishum pirsu mitzvah. Now again, this is the language of the Rashba is a little bit confusing. If you can, you know, when he says the leka mishum persume misa, he means the leka hafkas persume misa.
Uh-huh. The footnote says the nearest.
Oh, you do have a footnote. Wow. Was there a footnote on the other one? Yeah, there is.
The Rashba does explain himself a couple pages later.
Really? Yeah. Oh, if you can print that out for me. The Rashba later, I mean.
Yeah.
Wow, that would be exciting.
Nearer the Tzarech Lomar, the lake
of Beetle. The answer is always to the
internet. Nearer the Tzarech Lomar, the lake of Beetle, Persumimus.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Bokshe Kivanti. I was going to say, well, Lundish, the lake of Kaz, Persumimus. Okay, the lake of Beetle, Persumimus. That's clear. Now, let's see the mechanics of this first answer of the Rashba. The mechanics. What is he telling me? Now, until this point, the Rashba was operating with the premise that Rav's Chafal from Beis Osel Ishtavish Liora was built on an equation to Ner Sheba Menorah. And that was the line of Asua Kemenorah. They made the Ner into a Menorah. Okay? Now the Rashba is changing our understanding of Osel Ishtavish Liora. It's not based on an equation to menorah, but rather it's based on pirsum ha-nes. Okay, and we're back to the old subject of hekera. What is the roeh going to say? What's the impression on the eyes of the roeh? So it works like this. The Rashba is presenting the following thesis. That why is it that the Rif, when he paskins also l'shtamish liora, he includes within that even Seuda Shabbos? The answer is because the Roa is going to mistakenly conclude that the reason he lit this candle is not for the sake of Chanukah, but rather for the sake of Shabbos, for the mitzvah of Shabbos. So if there's an ulterior motive or another gain from this Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, then you've undermined the Persumei Nisa aspect of Hekera. Okay. Then he says the following. If we only had this problem, we'll call it Hafkas Persumei Nisa, because it's in the Ra says it's Litzarko, then we could be lenient in the following case. Lahartzos Mos. Because Hartzos Mos, we say, was always what? Mimerchak. Right? And Mitzvah Merchak is the Ra doesn't think that he's benefiting from the Nair. So the Ra will not draw the mistaken conclusion that the reason why he lit this candle was for the sake of Hartzos Mos. If that be the case, I have introduced a new concept, namely what? Bizui Mitzvah. Now again, do you see how on the one hand the Rashba is pulling the plug out as far as, you know, Asa'ua Kiminora is concerned? Because again, if you're going to operate with Asa'ua Kiminora, then it doesn't make any sense for the Rif to Paskin Bizui Mitzvah. Because if it's Asa'ua Kiminora, then it's an all-inclusive absolute Iser of Ishtamshus B'nei Chanukah. Whereas Bizui Mitzvah seems to imply that if it wouldn't have been a Bizui Mitzvah, namely for the sake of a mitzvah, would be okay. And that can't be, because Ner Chanukah, if it's equated to the menorah, would be also even for the sake of a mitzvah. So now, the Rashba has sort of left behind him the old baggage, you know, that he started with in this whole journey, namely that the reason for Asa'ua L'shtamshus B'Nei Chanukah is because of the equation Asa'ua Kiminora. What is he plugging in instead? He's substituting now the concept of Hekera. What will the Roa think when he sees you lighting this Ner Chanukah? And the answer is that if you're lighting the Ner Chanukah and then you're benefiting for the sake of a mitzvah, he's going to think that the reason you lit the candles for the sake of the mitzvah. So again, you were mafkia, pirsum ha-nes, and the whole Hekera enterprise goes down the tubes. Oh, says the Rashba. Oy bazoy, if this be the case, now I can understand why the Rif wants to introduce the sugya of Shmuel and Bizui Mitzvah. And now we have an additional chumrah that we wouldn't have had if we were only operating within the framework of Hekera. Because Hekera depends upon the Roa. And the Roa, in the case of this Bizui Mitzvah of Hartzos Mos, would not come to the mistaken conclusion. Let's see it in the language of the Rashba. He says the following. He says, Hilka hafilu leka mishum Bizui Mitzvah. If we're operating within the framework of our understanding of Rav back on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, which is Hekera, now the Rashi is coming full swing around to accept Rashi's view of why Rav says Asa'ua L'shtamshus B'Nei, and it all depends upon the Roa, who's going to mistakenly say Litzarku who Kamadlik. And therefore, even for the sake of a mitzvah, is Lo Mefaris in a Milsa. You're going to undermine the Pirsum HaNes, because the Roa thinks that you're lighting it for the sake of the mitzvah. And therefore, comes along the Rif, and he introduces another element in the Sugya. And we're going to have to pass him like the Sugya Daf Chaf Beis. The Sugya Daf Chaf Beis is operating with a whole different set of principles. And that is that the reason why you're not letting it be Marzah Mos Keneged Ner Chanukah is because of Bizui Mitzvah. So we thought that Bizui Mitzvah implies that if there wouldn't be Bizui Mitzvah, then it would be Mutter. No. If there wouldn't be Bizui Mitzvah, it would be Osir anyway. Why? Because of Hekera. You're not allowed to undermine the whole mitzvah of Pirsum HaNes. But why are we telling you Bizui Mitzvah? Because here I have a case. This is so exciting. We have a case now where he's benefiting from the illumination of the Ner Chanukah, but without undermining the Hekera, without feeding into the Roa Litzarko Kodman. Why? Because it's Mirachok. And if it's Mirachok, then leka mishum persumei nisa, mean leka mishum afkas persumei nisa. But what you're left with is bizui mitzvah. So it's very interesting. There are two frames over here. One frame is what is the spectator seeing. The other frame is what are you seeing? Meaning, what is your attitude here? I have to deal with Ner Chanukah on two different levels. On one level, I have to deal with Ner Chanukah in terms of the unique nature of Ner Chanukah as persum ha-nes. And here, the Roa comes to the fore, and he plays the major role as the observer. Then I have to deal with Ner Chanukah under a different category, namely on the category of universal mitzvah. Here, I'm not interested in the Roa. in mitzvahs, we don't care about the roah, we care about you. What attitude do you have towards the mitzvah? Do you have a disdain towards the mitzvah? Are you denigrating this mitzvah? Or are you treating the mitzvah covered? You may remember that we quoted the Rambam, that the covered for the mitzvah is the covered for the one who's mitzvah, for Hashem. So the answer is, what are you doing with this now, Chanukah? Ah, now I have the opportunity to count up my moles. I needed light to count up my moles. So again, the roah is not thrown away by this because it's Mimerchok and he doesn't see it as any connection to the Ner Chanukah. So he's not going to forfeit the Pirsumanes aspect, you know, and say, oh, he didn't light it for the sake of Ner Chanukah. He's not connected to this Hartzos Moles. It's too far removed. But you yourself are connected to the Hartzos Moles. And therefore you yourself are looking at this Ner Chanukah in a disdainful way with less than kavod, because you want to benefit in your secular mundane world from the illumination of the Ner Chanukah. The Gemara and the Rif never meant to say that if it's not a bizui mitzvah, it's mutter. If it's not a bizui mitzvah, then we're going to analyze it from the perspective of the roah, and we're going to go back to the principle of hakera. You know, it comes out according to the Rashba that the only case that you'd ever be allowed to benefit from the Ner Chanukah would be in the following case. Number one, there's no undermining of the Pirsumanes. And number two, there's no Bizui Mitzvah. So let's see if we can come up with such a case where both of these problems are resolved. Let's say he lights one Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah. Okay, so we're going to say now that there's no Bizui Mitzvah because it's going from one Ner Chanukah to another Ner Chanukah. Oh, now what about the Roah? Is the Roah going to say Litzarko Komadlik? Hashas not. Why? Because he lit the first Ner as an Ner Chanukah. He's lighting the second Ner as an Ner Chanukah. So everything is being done as an Ner Chanukah. He's not enjoying any benefit from Ner Chanukah. The only thing you could argue is that by diminishing the first Ner, by taking some of its oil, drawing some of its oil, that's called Bizui Mitzvah. But that we're going to reject. Right? And the paradox for that will be Ner Ner Maravi in the Mikdash. So you see that there's no Bizui Mitzvah in taking one candle and lighting another candle, as long as they're both the same mitzvah. And you're doing it directly, so there's no Bizui Mitzvah. So we marsha. There's no problem of Hekera, and there's no problem of Bizui Mitzvah. You're not Mafkia the Pirsum Anes because you're doing it with shame Ner Chanukah, and that's clear. There's no intermediary stage here with the Kisem. And at the same time, there's no problem of Bizui Mitzvah because you're doing it directly from one Ner to the other. But other than that, the Rif has covered all his bases, the whole gamut. Any question you can ask the Rif about can I benefit from the Ner Chanukah is always going to be awesome. Why is it going to be awesome? Why is the Rif always going to take L'chumra? So the Rashba says for one of two reasons. Either it'll tell you it's awesome because of Hakeira, in other words, the Pirsum Anes, or it'll tell you it's awesome because of Bizui Mitzvah.
What doesn't the Rif say? What doesn't the Rif say that if it's not a Bizui Mitzvah, the difference between Bizui Mitzvah and Hakeira is that Bizui Mitzvah is totally on the Madlik. And the and
his attitude, I call it.
Yeah, there's that. What is attitude? and the Hekera is totally on the roah. So if he already lit one candle already, and now he's mavaza because he's lighting from candle to candle. But I think he was always yotzel lechatila with the ikur mitzvah, which is lighting a candle.
Right, right. So that's, I don't know if you remember, Alan. Yesterday we discussed the Bach.
Yeah.
And I tried to suggest that maybe the Bach is operating with your svar, that as far as setting up a Hekeir is concerned, that's a din and adlok. Now what happens after he implements that adlok? He made a clear-cut declaration, this is for the sake of Ner Chanukah, I'm not going to benefit from it in any shape or form, I have no other motivations. Then he decides to go ahead and benefit from the Ner Chanukah. So one possibility is to say he undermines the whole mitzvah. And that would be true if you hold Kofsa Zaka Klo. But let's say we go according to the Ma'an Yomer as we pass in Kofsa Ein Zaka Klo, which means the mitzvah inheres in Adloka. So he did the Adloka, and if the wind blows it out, he doesn't have to make it. Oh, but now I wanted to suggest that there's a bit of a curveball here, that maybe what the Bach was trying to push for is that even after he was Mekayim the mitzvah, he still is enjoined from benefiting from the Ner Chanukah if it will come under Bizui Mitzvah. Why? Because even though the Iker Mitzvah is Mekayim, but as long as the Ner is Doluk for that first half hour, and he's achieving the Kiyum of Pirsum HaNes, it has the status of a Mitzvah. And if you benefit from that Mitzvah in such a way that it's degrading, you understand what I'm saying? So I'm suggesting that Bizui Mitzvah generates an Iser in the object itself. Once the object has the status of a Mitzvah, if you Mavaza that object, and it doesn't matter who's Mavaza that object, it doesn't have to be you yourself, it could be somebody off the street, then you violate the Bizui Mitzvah.
But doesn't that fly in the face of the, Mitzvah Strikus Kavana? Because once you was already Yotza, I mean, you can't be ma'akir his mitzvah.
Correct. That's exactly my point, that you can't be okir the mitzvah.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, bizui mitzvah, what was my problem, if you identify with my problem? The Bach adds bizui mitzvah. What motivates the Bach to add bizui mitzvah? We've already established, against the Bala Iter, if you remember from yesterday, that la locha we paskin osu l'shtamish liora klal. So what do you need bizui mitzvah for? The riff, I'm sorry, scratch that. The Rashba has an answer to that question. The Bach didn't have an answer to that question. The Bach said, no, we're going to pass in both also l'shtamish liora, and we're going to add bizui mitzvah. Why add bizui mitzvah? Again, in the light of the Rashba, we have a whole new approach. This is not the Bach, but the Rashba would say that we have to add bizui mitzvah to tell us that even if there's no hafkas pirsum hanes, for example, the case of Hartzos Mos, which is mirachok, and the Roa still considers that he's not touching the Ner Chanukah, so the Hekeir is there, nevertheless, it's awesome he did Bizui Mitzvah. So I'm suggesting a slightly different version of that in the framework of the Bach, that the Bach might be saying that even if you Mekayim the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah through the Adlaka, still the Ner itself is a Ner Dol.
Or could the Bach be saying that he holds that when he's saying Bizui Mitzvah, that Lachatchila, even when he was writing the first one, he had in mind...
Okay, I don't know if we want to go that far. I don't want to accuse him too much. Jacques Hughes, you know. but now keep in mind about both sides. Structurally, this is a very problematic Rashba. I'll tell you why. Because the Rashba has now shifted his whole understanding of Osul Shamish Leora, and he didn't even blink about it. What do I mean? The entire presentation of the Rashba from the beginning up until this point was predicated on the assumption that Osul Shtamish Liora has nothing to do with Bizui Mitzvah. He went out of his way to set it up as two separate categories. And the reason why Osul Shtamish Liora was based on the menorah. And he fought tooth and nail against the Baal Amor, if you remember yesterday. The Baal Amor presented the thesis that maybe the issue of Osul Shtamish Liora has to do with Hekeira. And the Rashba objected to that, because the Rashba said that what is the Baal Amor going to do with the sugya on daf chav beis amid beis? And if you assume, let's say, for example, mutal l'shtamish liora, for example, then why can't one candle serve two functions? But in any event, the Rashba kept pushing aside and sort of, you know, shoving bizui mitzvah under the rug, and now all of a sudden, he's back and forth. He says that Osul Shtamish Liora is based on Hekeira. You know, the whole concept of Hekeira, which bothered the Rashba to no end, now all of a sudden, you know, like the Rashba should have said something about this. He should have said, hey, you know, buddies, I'm changing my tune over here. I just joined another club, you know. But now let's take a look at the most radical piece in the Rashba, in my humble opinion. Inami. Look at this Inami. Again, we're trying to reconcile the Rif, who on the one hand, paskins Osul Shtamish Liora, which means even l'shem sugas Shabbos. And on the other hand, he paskins Bizui Mitzvah. The whole issue is Bizui Mitzvah, implying that l'shem sugas Shabbos should be mutter, because that's l'shem Mitzvah, and that's not Bizui Mitzvah. Inami Yeshlomar. T'chol she'ha'odom mishtamish mi mitzvah zula acheres. Bizui mitzvah hizu. Now, underline with three lines the word acheres. And the Rashba is saying the following. If you want to use one mitzvah for the sake of the same mitzvah, what would be an example of using one mitzvah for the sake of the same mitzvah?
Adlakim
in Ireland. That's okay. That would never, ever, ever come under bizui mitzvah, because you're just expanding the same mitzvah. However, he says, when you want to use one mitzvah for the sake of another mitzvah, then you're being mavaza the first mitzvah. This reminds me of the famous mitzvah in Sukkah, who says that osik mitzvah potter min mitzvah doesn't only mean potter min mitzvah, but aser min mitzvah. Notice if you start in one mitzvah, you're not allowed to pick up another mitzvah and then come back to the first mitzvah, because the very moment you drop the first mitzvah, you're insulting the first mitzvah. And he's saying the following: if you choose a second mitzvah from the same object, then what you're doing is you're being mavazah of the first mitzvah. Maybe Al, this is a little similar to the sugi of Chavilus Chavilus, I don't know. But in any event, he says the following: Kol sha'adam ishtamish mi mitzvah zu l'shem acheres, bizui mitzvah hizu, demechse kemad lo chavivole hai mitzvah, v'yovid mitzvah zu. V'yovid mitzvah zu tashmish le mitzvah acheres. He's using the first mitzvah for the sake of serving the second mitzvah. It's subservient to the second mitzvah. That indicates he has no chavivus for the first mitzvah. And by the way, usually when you say chavivus, that's already zekeh liyaveh, that's enhancing the mitzvah. He's using the concept of chavivus as a critical element in the mitzvah. If you're being mafkir the chavivus of the mitzvah by declaring, I want to use this mitzvah, another mitzvah, then that's called bizui mitzvah. But lahadlik miner liner, that's the only case that we're going to allow. You remember we said that even the Rif with all his chumers, one on top of the other, but there's one case where the Rif himself will be matir, and that's Hadlaka Miner Liner, who the Shari Shmuel Mishum Dechada Mitzvah. Now when he says Shmuel, this again depends upon the two Lashonas, but keep in mind the Rashba has already committed himself to Kibna Plutaiba Lakushe Mitzvah, which means that Rav argues against Shmuel, even in the case of directly Ner Liner, meaning that even Ner Liner is considered Bizu Mitzvah. And the Rashba, I think, identifies this Bizu Mitzvah of Rav as saying that you're taking one mitzvah and using it for another mitzvah. Now let's just think about this. In truth, I would make the following distinction. And let me know if you could hear such a thing. What is the other Ner Chanukah that he's lighting? Right? We're talking about Miner Liner. Yesh Lachkar. Here are the two possibilities. One possibility would be that I am lighting two neros for the sake of Chanukah. Why am I lighting two neros? Mahadrin, yeah, either Mahadrin, Minamahadrin, whatever I'm doing. Or another possibility would be that my friend across the street, he needs a ner. Okay, across the street, I don't know, the ner will blow out in the meantime, but let's say he's in a very, very close, you know, he's in the next dormitory room in the dormitory, and he wants to take from my ner Chanukah for his ner Chanukah. Now here I want to make the following distinction. Are these two different mitzvahs or one mitzvah? If it's the same guy who needs a second ner for Mahadrin, then, again, this is not muchach, but one could argue that that's all one mitzvah. And if it's all one mitzvah, then even Rav maybe would allow you to be madlik miner liner. But when does it become mitzvah cheres? Right, if you, let's say, the classical case of mitzvah cheres would be when you use the ner for the sake of a suda shabbos. That's clearly mitzvah cheres. And according to the Rashba's second interpretation, the Inami, mitzvah cheres comes under bizui mitzvah. A chutzpah. You are using a ner chayikah for the sake of a ner shabbos. You're undermining the chavivus ha-mitzvah of the ner chayikah. However, what about osa mitzvah? Is it undermining the chavivus ha-mitzvah? How could you say such a thing? What do you mean he's underlying the chavivus ha-mitzvah? The Rashba is absolutely right. Miner liner should be mutter. You can't call that undermining the chavivus ha-mitzvah because it's all for the sake of the same mitzvah. So he's not giving up one mitzvah and diminishing one ner chanukah for the sake of another mitzvah, but rather for the sake of the same mitzvah chanukah. But maybe what Rav is saying here, because again, keep in mind, this Rashba, which you have to see the footnote, but the Rashba is committed to the position of what? Of akhushe mitzvah, which means that Rav prohibited even in the case of ner liner. Why? Where's the bizui mitzvah? How can you call it bizui mitzvah? It's all the same mitzvah. So to say that he's undermining the chavivus. So I was thinking, maybe the sugya is addressing the following case, where you want to help out somebody else, and you want to allow him to take from your ner chanukah for his ner chanukah. That's already a new mitzvah. But again, you can ask me, well, who's initiating this process? Is it him or me? Meaning, am I inviting him? Let's assume I'm allowing him, or I'm inviting him. I don't know, you know, the different nuances here, but in any event, you're going to take away from my mitzvah for the sake of your mitzvah. So here we're going to apply the principle of chayecha kol milchay chavercha, and what you're doing is you're forfeiting some element of the chavivus mitzvah. Now you can drop this whole discussion if you like, and just simply say that Rav Shita of Ner L'Ner is also for a whole different reason, which is called lakushay mitzvah. In other words, yesh lechalik ben bizu mitzvah, which according to the Rashba now is hafkas hachavivus mitzvah, versus literally detracting from the mitzvah. If I'm taking away from the chefzah shel mitzvah, that itself is also according to Rav. And that has nothing to do with the classical bizu mitzvah. The classical bizu mitzvah, Rav would admit, well, you're not being mafkir the chavivus mitzvah because you're involved in the same exact mitzvah, you're lighting another nerchanik. But Rav is bothered by a different problem of bizu mitzvah, much more fundamental problem of bizu mitzvah, which he defines as a kushe mitzvah. Kushe mitzvah, you're being makish the chavivus mitzvah. That you can't do. Maybe that's what the Rashba has in mind. Now, Rabosai, if we're all on the same page, maybe we can figure out the Ratz Kitzvi. Okay then? So we are now holding on page Kuf Chav Ches. No, I'm sorry. Kuf Lam, I think we got up to. Am I right? Which would be Os Zion. Now, in order to appreciate Os Zion, we have to Chaza Iva the Gra, because we've been putting all our eggs into the Rashba. But the Gra has a different opinion. And this Hagos HaGra and Shulchan Aruch, and what's it? It's Tafrei Shayin Gimel, I think we said. Tafrei Shayin Gimel. So let's just see a quick summary of the Gaon, of the Vilna Gaon, which you'll see on page Kuf Chav Tes. Okay? Don, you have this photocopy, right? So you have a page that says Kuf Chav Tes on it. And you have a paragraph that says Omar Rava. Mm-hmm. So if you drop down in that paragraph about how many lines? Let's say we'll backtrack a little with line 3. You see line 3, Kosva Gra. So now you remember that the Gaon changed the gears in the Gemara. Rava said you have to add another candle. Why? So our Girsa has it. Kidei lishtamish li'ora. Well, lishtamish li'ora. Now, the Gaon understood that if you have that girsa, you're going to come to the mistaken conclusion that Rava holds also lishtamish li'ora. And why did Rava add another candle, what we call the shamish? So that if you benefit from the Nair, you will not violate the Isur of Asul Ishtamish Li'ora, because we're going to attribute your benefit to that extra Nair. Okay, that's before Rashi. Again, this is without Rashi. Because, although the Gaon doesn't say this, but I think what the Gaon means is that Rashi doesn't have this Girsa. And if you look carefully in Rashi, he doesn't have Ishtamish Li'ora. The Gaon can't tolerate this. It cannot be, says the Gaon, that Rava holds also lishtamish liora. And just one second. And again, I'm putting words into the mouth of the Gaon, so you'll have to fight me on this. But I think what the Gaon is saying is that Rava. Just one second. If he held that Osul Shtamish Li'ora would not, it's not even thinkable that he would require an extra Nair. Just one second. No. I'm sorry, give me a minute. What's the Gaon's logic? If we're going to hold that coin to Rava, that Osul Shtamish Li'ora.
Yeah, you wouldn't need another Nair.
Oh, just one second. No. Yeah, Alan, I can't say that, because if I say that, then I'm going up against all the Rishonim, but it's all the Rishonim saying that Vibal, since Rava holds also the Shtam Shor, that's why he needs the other Nair. You understand? To be Matir and Shtam Shor. So I don't want to go that way. But let's go a different route. According to the Gaon, even if Mutal Shtamish Liora, I still need an extra Nair. My high. In other words, the Gaon says that this extra Nair has nothing to do with the Isur Shtam Shor. Erase those words from the Gemara, that you can't accept that girsa. Because even if I would assume mutal ishtamish li ora, I still need an erach eres. And perhaps dafka because mutal ishtamish li ora, even more so I need another ner. Oh, so why? Because the Gaon is operating with Rashi hekela. That the reason I need that extra nair so that the Ro will understand that he's not lighting for the purpose of his own benefit. And Adarav, the whole Mutul Shtamish Liori, you have even a greater, more profound problem of Litzarko Kovmati. So we must get in that extra nair in order to achieve the Pirs of Anes, in order to achieve that Kera, and send out the message clearly that what he's lighting here is an Ner Chanukah, because he already lit the Ner that he needs for his own purposes. Is when Mela coined to the Gaon, since Rava adds an extra Ner, and the purpose of that extra Ner, as we saw in Rashi, is a Kera, then this has nothing to do with whatsoever with the Isur of Ishtam Shisliora. Adarabba, Hu Adin, it's even more Chomer, if I hold Mutal Ishtam Shisliora, there's even more of a push, more of a reason to set up an extra nair. Because otherwise, clearly the Roe. So in other words, Rava fits like a glove, says the Gaon, if Rava holds Mutal Ishtamish Lior. Then now keep in mind that the Rif, Paskins, also Ishtamish Lior, and one of his proofs is from Rava. And according to the Rashba, Rava must be holding also Ishtamish Lior. Because if Mutal Ishtamish Lior, why can't you use one Ner for both a Ner Shabbos and a Ner Chanukah? There's no Tati Nisasar. So in Mela, in the Rashba's favor of reference, Rava himself is by definition committed to the view that Osel Ishtamish Lior, which sets up a Tati Nisasar between Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. For some reason, the Gaon is not impressed with that. We tried to say Svara yesterday that, you know, take your choice. Are you dedicating this Ner for Ner Shabbos or for Ner Chanukah? Even if Mutal Ishtamish Lior Shel Ner Chanukah, but what is the nature of the Ner? And what is its identity? What's its purpose? The Rashba doesn't hold like that. The Rashba holds that the Tarti Desasri here of Rav on Dafkov Gimel and the Beis is predicated on Osel Ishtamish Lior. The Gaon doesn't have that. The Gaon is saying, no, Rav holds Mutal Ishtamish Lior. Why is Rav add another extra Ner? Pumfaker. That's exactly why he needs an extra Ner, because Mutal Ishtamish Lior. How are you going to get a Heker if Mutal Ishtamish Lior? The guy is dancing to the Ner Chanukah. So who knows that he's lighting it as a Ner Chanukah? The answer is Tzarech Ner Acheres. So it means that if you understand Rava of Ner Acheres based on Hekera, then change the gear. So take out Lishtamish Lior, because Rava, in fact, is Matir Ishtamish Lior. He needs an Erech Eres just for that reason, because he wants to establish a Heker. Okay, so that's good. Now, we go to Kuflan. Okay.
If it's Mutal Ishtamish Lior, right? So somebody sees him using the candle, right? Yeah. He doesn't know if it's for Hanukkah or not.
Right.
If he lights another candle, then he knows this is for Hanukkah.
That the second candle that he's adding is for Hanukkah. Okay, so this was I got also hits yesterday about this. We were throwing spitballs yesterday at each other here about this.
Okay, I withdraw.
All right, Sam. Look, we don't know exactly what the Metzius is. You know, we live on electricity, right? So we don't know. But if you take a look at Rashi on Daf Chaf Aleph from his base, let's see what Rashi says. At least we see the Rashi with our eyes. Rashi says, v'tzorech ner acheres. Tzorech ner acheres. The ilo lo avi heker. So how does the extra ner create a heker? Apparently, because one ner is enough.
Right. Nobody would ever light two neros.
What can I tell you? Rashi didn't go to see that animated movie by Disney World. What was it called? You know, where all the candles are dancing. You know, Beauty and the Beast.
Oh yeah.
Rashi didn't see Beauty and the Beast. Why he didn't go to see Beauty and the Beast? I have no idea.
I'm impressed that you know.
What? I'm impressed that you know.
We can't assume. We can't assume that the.
We now Mel Gibson. I mean, say, right?
You gotta give me that. Reference.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
You can't assume that the roe is a tamar kafi. You know, you can't assume that when he sees you lighting that, he knows that it's mutli shamish.
Right.
And that's why I don't need another candle, right? Because it's already mutli shamish.
Or if I put it to you this way, even if he's a big tamar kafi, he will assume that if you come into a dark room back in the day and you light a candle. Yeah. Why? Because the room is dark. No. So that's lacking in other words, the ner itself inherently, in order to serve as a ner chanukah, it has to have a built-in hekerah in the ner itself. Mm-hmm. Once you light another ner, as I told you, that people make the mistake, they close the lights when they light ner chanukah. Did you ever see that? Mm-hmm. Pumfaker! He should be opening all the lights! The more lights, the better.
That's right, the more vacarious.
The more vacarious. It's when he lights the nerchanik. And it's totally, it's stupid for those who will turn on the lights after they light the nerchanik. Yeah. You understand? Or somebody will light a shamash after he lit the nerchanik. You know, he'll blow out the shamash, and then he'll add another shamash. You know, accidentally the shamash blew out. Again, the critical moment here in Hekera is always the Adlaka, so get that Hekera up and running at the time by Kaira. What do you say?
They think it's not called a nerchanik.
Yeah. What he said?
Maybe they think it's not called a nerve.
Well, like I once saw, I was at someone's house with Bedikas Chum. So he closed all the lights. Why close the lights? The more light, the better. You know, you want to look for Chametz, you know. You have to look with this little teeny nerve. You know what I'm saying? It's going to blow up your whole couch. You know what I'm saying?
No, but they do say that the small nair can spot something in it.
Okay, that's probably because... Yeah, okay, I don't know, we're not learning to do this.
I have a different question.
Yeah, go ahead, Don. So,
but they were required to light outside, to put it in the opening outside, right?
Right.
So what's the point of lighting the second one? Because the room is still dark inside. You'd be presumably already lit something inside. Now I'm outside, I'm lighting.
Wait a second, let's go slowly. You're asking a very fundamental question, Don. What's this whole need for care if he's lighting outside?
Right.
So it happens to be, again, I don't know if this is... you know, Likuva here in the sugya, but the statement of Rava comes on the aftermath of a previous statement of Rava. You see where Rava says, based on the Braisa, it says, "Ubishas asakuna meniach al shulchan avidayo, omar Rava tzarch ner acheres." So the smichas aparshi is here really. How should I say, intrigued Rashi? Rashi said, "Vosep is, you know, Rav is almost adding a tag on. Now that you've told me that the Shas Sakana we're going to light it inside, and he can even put it on his table, where's the Hekera?" So Zokt Rav, that's his Pitaron, that he has a Ner Acheres. Sam is saying, "I object. I don't see why the Ner Acheres is going to help me." The Rashba himself rejects this premise, because... That's why I told you the Rashba doesn't mention at the end of his thesis that he changed his whole approach. But earlier in the Rashba, when he presented the view of the Bal Amar with you know Hekera, he says, "What about the Nifnas V'Yotze? You know, who says that the guy who passes by saw you when you lit the fire? What about a Nifnas V'Yotze? You remember that Rashba?" And then the Rashba himself makes a 180-degree turn, and at the end of the day, he comes back to that position that maybe Asel Ishtamish Leor is based on the need for Hekera. So very strange, you know, the Rashba. Again, we have to work out all the glitches here, but... Okay. And I'm just trying to remind myself, this is not what I wanted to focus on, but what is this paragraph, Achen? Just give me a minute. Ooh, this is interesting. Okay, One second, I think he wants to explain why you can't use one nair for both. Now, again, we're talking about Rava, according to the Gaon, Rava holds mutul ishtamish li'ora. So what does he mean, yushevis kushas arash? Can gam l'das ha'maku ishtamish li'ora nair chanaka, mikom kom tzorek nair acher, kidei shehei heker. Okay, fine. V'day pekach shehei heker, oh, b'shas ha'dloko. Okay, so how does that answer the Rashba's kasha? Like the Rashba's saying, so why can't you use one nair for both if you hold mutul ishtamish li'ora? Ain't sof yoser heker, kevin shemutul. Fine. Is borish eider ashal ishtamish b'nair echad litzorach nair chanukah litzorach nair shavus shari litzorach heker l'nair chanukah? He doesn't explain it. I think he's saying what we were saying, that he can't designate this nair as both a nair Shabbos and a Chanukah and call it a heker, because you yourself are designating for the mitzvah of nair Shabbos. I think that's what he means. Okay, Rav Kolbe, now we get to the punchline. If we can figure this one out, we'll be in good shape. And now we're on page Kuf Lamed Os Zion, which I think, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, that'll take us to the finish line. Okay. Now let's go over the facts on the ground. According to the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, you're allowed to light one Ner Chanukah directly from the other Ner Chanukah. And the writer points out that the Rambam left out a major piece of the puzzle, a big chiddush, that you're allowed to even use a kisei. Why? Because we pasuk like Shmuel, and Shmuel holds that there's no bizui mitzvah in the case of a kisei. Oh. So what are we going to do with the Rambam? Now again, you know, I'm not exactly sure about this article. What do I mean? The premise of this article is that we're going to paskin like Shmuel according to the first version of Shmuel, which means that Alidei Kisev is mutter according to Shmuel, and there's no bizui mitzvah. I'm not sure if that premise is necessarily true in the Rambam, because as we said, Tosfos vacillates back and forth. The Dibra Maskil my Havi Allah. And according to the first day of Tosfos, we paskin in fact like Rav, and not like Shmuel, which means that we're only going to allow Miner L'Ner, but we're not going to allow Alidei Kisev. So I don't know why.
Can you also say that the Rif also would be consistent in the Rambam? The Rif also is Machmur called Davar, right?
So right.
As we said also, that he would also agree that Shmuel would hold that Kisev is a Bizuri. So you wouldn't.
Right, because he's going like a cliche mitzvah. But I'm just saying, I didn't see that footnote. So leave out that footnote. But I'm saying, if we assume that the Gemara rejects a cliche mitzvah, and we assume that Allah is Kishmuel, that's what leads the Ratzkin Tzvi to raise this question. No, I'm just saying, I didn't see that footnote.
I
don't mean you. What I'm saying is that I don't know what's in store for me in the footnote. What I'm saying is, without that footnote, the pashtus in the sugya is that we reject that kushe mitzvah, which means we go back to the first version, and Shmuel is making one kisa. Frekted ratzkip svi. So why didn't the Rambam tell me? And he says that's a goof for the Ravid's objection. Why didn't the Rambam tell me that it's a lad on your kisa? I'm just pointing out that the whole premise of this whole article is questionable, because Ken Zayin, it could be that the Rambam holds like Tosfos. And Tosa says in his first data that we pass like Rav against Shmuel. So even if I grant you that we reject that Kushe mitzvah, we go back to the first version, but we pass like Rav in the first version. Hence, Alidei Kisev is awesome. I don't know why, but... Okay. But again, if you go with the second version of Bayavi Allah, right? Take a look at the last line, in the last four words in Tosfos. Divra Maskil, my Havi Allah, and Chav Bezim and Bez. He says, Ulishmuel, I feel a bit kissing the shore. Right. Because he's learning like the first version of the Talmud of Ramah de Barav. And the Machlokas is about Bizi Mitzvah. And Shmuel was Makil in the case of a Kisev. So if the Rambam would accept that approach, which is Tosfos says it in the name of the Rivam, then Echinami, the Kasha, is a Kasha. How could the Rambam limit himself to Miner L'Ner directly? He should have gone one step further and allowed me to use a Kisa. Okay. So we're up to a paragraph that starts Omnam. At this point, I have to recite a capital in Tillim, Mimal Makin Korsich Hashem, because I don't know how we're going to get by this next paragraph. And the whole mimer stands or falls on this next paragraph, this little teeny paragraph, Amnon. He says the following. First, I'll just read the text here, because maybe it'll help me figure out what the man is saying. If not, we're going to have to take a long plane to California. That's 14 hours. And then hope he has time to see it. Okay. Amnon, he says, Kol zed nachon, rak biyachas letam ha'isa lahalik min elim yishun bizu mitzvah. So the premise of that question is that if you were to light a Ner Chanukah with a kisem in order to light another Ner Chanukah, that's an issue of Bizui Mitzvah, and that's the beginning and the end of the story, and we're going to pass it like Shmuel. Of course, the Gemara says we pass it like Shmuel, and Shmuel was Matir, and we don't understand the Ram. Ach, lefi hamavur li'el bidas hagra, shegam lidas hamatir lishtamish li'or ner chanukah, mikomako, sarech, Shebishas Padlok Yehe Hekir Shuner Chanukah. Again, we gave it even more teeth. We said that Adarab Kalvachom and Ben Benoshal Kalvachom, if you hold Mutal Ishtamish Liora, you got to get some sort of a Hekir. And Rabbi's solution to that problem of Hekir was what? Ner and Ner. Yitochen. You know, Yitochen sounds like he himself is afraid to say what he's going to say. Shegam Lefi Shmuel. Also, lahadlik miner liner biamtsos kisem. Why? Mikave on shabad lokazu lo nikar haner shuner shal mitzvah. Now, wait a second. I don't get it. What are you telling me? That because he uses a kisem to light his ner Chanukah, then it's lo nikar? Abosa. How do you light a ner Chanukah? Can you do spontaneous generation on an Ner Chanukah? Am I missing something here, Rabosa? How do you light an Ner Chanukah?
No, but he's holding it.
Well, wait just one second, Alan. Maybe you have a shot. I just want to, at least I want a little empathy from the oil in me. Why I'm totally in the dark at this point. Now, you may clarify it with your Ner Chanukah, but before we get to that, I don't get it. You're telling me that we need a Heker. First of all, Rav himself solved that problem, you know, because he had a Shamash. But let even leave out that. Let's say he didn't light a Shamash, okay? So we need a Heker. So he's telling me that there's no Heker when he uses a Kisem. Rebbe Shlom, how do you light a Ner Chanukah without a Kisem? Are you a magician?
No, but that's...
Every Ner Chanukah requires a Kisem. Yeah, so why did I say that every time you use a Kisem, then there's no Heker?
Yeah, because he's holding that the Heker has to be there before you start the Chanukah candles. So if when you're lighting it with the Kisem, I mean, it's the second candle being lit. By then it's Mafalan already, the Heker. The Heker has to be there beforehand.
I don't know. Again, he's saying that if I use a Kisem, all of a sudden I'm Mafkia the Heker.
No, what you're doing, not you Mafkia the Heker, you never had a Heker. Because the Heker only has, there's already a Ner Daluk. And then when you light the Hanukkah candles, that the Heker is already there, that you're lighting this
way. Again, I don't understand. When you say the Heker is already there,
yeah.
What are we referring to? Are we referring to the Shamash? There is no Shamash.
That's the Shamash or whatever you want
to call it. So he lit a Shamash?
Yeah, he lit something.
Okay, so now what's the problem?
The problem is that once you light a candle, now when you light the second candle, the candle is definitely lit l'shem Hanukkah, because it can't be lit over because you already have a candle there. But even what happens if you lit the Chanukah candle first and then you light the extra candle, then what happens? Too late, Fafala, because the first Nair that you lit, there will be no Heker that
is. But wait a second, did the Rambam say that he
Rabbi, you're assuming he forgot about the Heker for the first candle?
Whoa, 1 second, Sam. Right now, read the text. He's talking about the second candle.
So the second candle, it's fine.
The second candle.
When you light it.
Yeah.
Wait,
1 second.
He says, "Mikavet shadlof lo nika shaner hu ner mitzvah." He's talking about the second candle.
The second one, that's right.
Why is the second candle not a nika shuner mitzvah?
Because you didn't light it yet. You're lighting a kisem. Looks like you want to go with this. I don't know what you want to do. You want to do a fire in the house. You want to light your oven.
But when you light it, then it becomes nika?
Later, but when you did the kisem, you did something bad.
Yeah, but no, he's not saying that.
Because it doesn't look like you're doing the L'shem Mitzvah. You say, what kind of bummer are you lighting?
But I ask you, Sam, you want to light Ner Chanukah, right?
Yeah.
Here's your Ner.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? You're going to strike a match.
Ner.
What did you say?
Neir on neir.
No, no, no. I mean, forget it. The first night of Chanukah.
The first one's cool. Fine. Okay.
There's only one. How are you going to light it? With
no,
a kisim?
No, I can light my kisim, but I haven't. There's no avodah that I'm using a kisim. I'm lighting it l'tzarchoi. Nobody's bothered by that.
Okay.
It's when you light the candle, you're lighting it l'shem Chanukah.
Okay.
But now let's consider the second candle, right?
What's the second candle for?
Momentito. The second candle. No, the second candle. But a kisim is not Chanukah. So I'm going over with a kisim, the first candle. So somebody says, what are you doing? You're doing this l'shem garbage.
Yeah, but I want to know what you like. Which
now they say we light and strike the match to light the first candle also?
No. Who cares? I'm allowed to do garbage. I'm allowed to light garbage.
So what can you do garbage now between candles?
Because I'm taking the garbage. No, I'm taking the garbage from the first candle. I'm not allowed to do that.
So is it bizarre?
No, so that's bizarre mitzvah, but Shmuel holds there is no issue of bizarre mitzvah because we look at the greater whole and the ultimate purpose is l'shem ner Chanukah. It's mitzvah achas, and it's not bizarre mitzvah. He comes along and introduces a new element in the equation. Forget about bizarre mitzvah. We neutralize the mitzvah because Shmuel rejected bizarre mitzvah. Oh, but what about heker? That's why you can't use the kisim. So I'm trying to understand. When you use that kisim now to light your Ner Chanukah, we'll call it the second Ner Chanukah, I don't see why it should make any difference. Why is that mafkia heker? Every single Ner Chanukah I could
so
light with a kisim.
What is there? Heker the first one?
I want to know.
Heker
are we going to say that according to the Rambam, don't you light any Ner Chanukah with a kisim? Is that what we're saying?
No.
That can't be.
No.
So you're back
first of all, I don't understand the logic of
heker.
Why is that mafkia the heker?
Heker of what? Are you
again,
about?
His language, I wrote a whole footnote here that maybe I wanted to salvage what he said, that maybe he means that you're being mafkia somehow the heker of the first candle.
Okay.
Maybe, but I don't think that's what he says. And not only that, it's wrong. I'll tell you why it's wrong.
So
because our whole premise is that Hadlakos is mitzvah. So if Hadlakos is mitzvah, I don't believe for 1 minute that you can be mafkia the heker after you yotze the mitzvah. It's not worse than kofsa. Okay. And if kofsa ain't zakakla, then for sure I can't be mafkia the mitzvah by using it, by putting it, even as you call it, Sam garbage. I want to use this kisa to blow up something. It doesn't matter. I already fulfilled my mitzvah Ner Chanukah, so he must be talking about the second Ner. So if he's talking about the second Ner, what's the problem with using a kisim to light the second Ner? Again, you want to call it busy mitzvah, fine, but don't call it chisaron heker.
I mean, once you get to it,
this whole thesis stands or falls on this.
It can't
this
be a bizarion. If it can't be a bizarion,
right.
If the first candle that you're lighting is not the Ner Chanukah. If it is the Ner Chanukah and then you want to light from that, then there's a bizarion that you're doing whatever you're doing. But if what you do, what he's saying is that you can't, when you're not going with the union of bizarion, throw away the bizarion. The reason is heker. If it's heker, that first candle is not the Ner Chanukah. The first candle is the Ner Leoro, and only the second. The second one is the only second candle is the Ner Chanukah. Because if the first one were Ner Chanukah, there would be no heker.
Why is there no heker in the
because
first
one? Because there's only...
Does anybody understand what Alan's saying?
There's no other
heker.
What I'm saying is there's the heker is when you're lighting Ner Chanukah and there's already a Ner Doluk, then you're saying, there's already a Ner Doluk. This can only be because of the Mitzvah of Chanukah, right? Not for the Leoro. But if there's no Ner Doluk when you light it, you don't know whether you're lighting it because of the Oro or whether you're lighting it the Ner Chanukah. That's why he says when you're lighting from the first candle to the second candle, right. The second candle has to be the Ner Chanukah. The first year candle has to be the Oro because right. That you need the Oro first so that the second one will have a heker. That's why you're lighting it on Ner Chanukah.
But that should be true whether it's a kisim or not.
Then there's no bizarion. That's right.
You have the same argument.
Well, then there's no bizarion.
Right. You're allowed to light one Ner from the other. That's your light to do.
What? We're talking about this on the level of heker, not
bizarion.
So if by virtue of lighting the second one means the first one might have been just Loro and it's there for the first is not heker, that should be true when you're lighting Ner Lener without a kisim.
What do you say again?
I'm saying you're arguing that when I light a second candle, that could mean that the first one was Laoro and not
too late.
For the mitzvah.
It wasn't
too late.
Could be, it is.
And maybe, yeah, maybe no.
It's
maybe
too late.
Maybe
that's
just pitch black and they live near Chanukah. I mean,
no, but then you have no heker. Would you have a heker at all? If the first one was near Chanukah, then what am I lighting the second one for?
Because I do the mitzvah mahadra.
There's no hacker. There's no hacker at all then. You're not dealing with hacker. If you're dealing with hacker, you threw away bizoyan. And you're throwing away bizoyan because you can only be bizoyan if the mitzvah that you're dealing with is Ner Chanukah, and then you lit from that onto another candle. And the other candle is either another mitzvah, or you hold that because you're doing it with an intermediate.
But when I lit the first candle,
yeah,
I lit it with what?
You lit it with whatever you lit it
with. Shabbos.
What do you mean with the Shabbos? The Shabbos is the first candle.
Mabito.
We're talking about where he's lighting the second candle. We nail an air. From an air to another air.
The first one's I know it's a, but you know, when you light the first candle, we don't know why he's lighting this first candle for.
So why don't you ask the funny question? The Brisa says, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah Ner Yishuv Beis. We light one Ner for the whole family, for the whole house. Why don't you ask, where's the heck air? Again, Rava might say, in Chinam, you have a problem because you'll have to enjoy the benefits, so it doesn't look, it's Litzarko, so add another candle. Yeah. But whatever he did for the whatever was necessary, I promise you, he did whatever the din would require as far as the first candle. Now he's up to the second candle. So the Rambam says that he's allowed to light the second candle directly from the first candle, but not through the kisa.
Right.
We call it a wood chip.
Allowed to do that.
So that he's not allowed to do the wood chip. So, in fact, the Ratz Kitzvi, but we pass him like Shmuel, and Shmuel says there's no Bizoyim Mitzvah if you're doing it for the sake of another Nair. So he says this is not the issue of Bizoyim Mitzvah at all, it's a Tzveta Din. There's another Din called Hekev. But I'm just wondering why using the wood chip is going to undermine the Hekev. He doesn't spell it out.
Is there any reason to think he's distinguishing between Udafka Kesem, because he's distinguishing between Kesem and Shamash, which has its own source of oil, meaning that something has its own source of oil to light, is different than when I use a Kesem. And the kesem, because I normally don't light candles with a kesem, I light with a
shamash. They didn't use matches.
They had another oil lit candle, which is my shamash, and that's where I went to light all the others, where I had my wax candle. If I use something unusual, like a kesem, that undermines what I'm lighting.
Would that be true even for the first candle?
Mistami, yeah.
Because you get the impression of the Rambam. Let's go back and read the Rambam's language. He doesn't outlook kisem forever and ever. In all situations, the Rambam's language is the following. This is on the second page that we started with, the paragraph of it. He says, "Mutal hadlik ner Chanukah be ner Chanukah acher." And here the Rambam is medayik. Well, you're allowed to light one ner Chanukah from another ner Chanukah, but not through a kisem. But the Rambam, I don't think, ever formulated a. It's a new Easter that you can't light near Hanukkah with the kisem. That's a heck of a thing. If that's what the man is saying, I would not give him I'd give him a grade A plus for that.
Yeah. There's another hecker besides lighting a candle altogether, and that is you're lighting your old yom where you wouldn't ordinarily light anything. So that is a hecker we learned before. That's a hecker on its own. So
you mean the Dora Matmiya, what we said in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Metz? Is that what you mean? The Matmiya? Because why is he lighting?
Right, exactly.
Why is he lighting before nightfall?
That's right. You don't need a candle altogether.
That was the chiddush of Rabbi Elazar ben Metz, that there's another din of Ekev, not only all the other dinim that we have in Ekev, but also the fact that he's lighting so early.
But if you're not lighting so early, and where you really, where it's not Matmiya.
It's, let's say, after Tzeis.
Yeah, right. So then, what you have to have is the candle that was Le'oro before you light it.
Correct, but that could be what, the Rambam doesn't tell you that he failed to live up to his responsibilities. The Rambam is talking about the following question. Can he light the second candle from the first candle?
Of course.
Because so the Rambam says it depends. That's the way the Rambam understood the Rambam. That if you light it directly from the first candle, that's fine. But if you light it through the kisa that attaches one near to the other, that's not fine. So the Ratz Kitzvi says that's against the Maskanas HaSugya, because we pass like Shmuel, and Shmuel doesn't accept these arguments. He says there's another issue here with that Keir. I'm just trying to figure out where that Keir is. You see, I'm going to tell you what I would have said, but that's not what he's saying. I would have said that there's another halacha here of Ner Dolik. You remember what we discussed in the Bach earlier today, meaning that even though you're kind of missing with that halacha, but maybe there's still a hemshek of the queue, so the Rambam wants you to avoid any situation which undermines the hemshek queue. In other words, we're not dealing with the second there, we're dealing with the first there. Meaning that the Rambam leaves out the kisem here, because if you're going to apply the kisem to the first there, that's going to be mafkir the heker in the first net. Now you might ask, but hablokos and mitzvah, so who cares? So I'm just saying that maybe for that half hour.
Here's a possibility.
Did you hear what I said? Yeah, that's okay.
What if I had a near Hanukkah and I didn't have my shams, and I was not with like Rava, I didn't near Hanukkah, right? Rather than say when I'm lighting their hair, maybe it could be after also.
Well, good, the Rashi is like, Davis, I assume it means before.
Well, let's say I didn't have it. I want to make sure I have a kerosene lamp, a candle, which is not in their Hanukkah. It's a shamash, right? Now, if I was going to light that, I couldn't light a shamash from a near Hanukkah, even through a case, because that's mishtamish b'der, for a double chol. Right, so it must be that lighting.
That would be vizu mitzvah. He's not doing it for the sake of lighting another candle, you're saying? He's just found?
Well, how do I know?
No, because that's right. That would be vizu mitzvah.
I want to know that he's lighting a second candle to the Ner Chanukah and not the Shamash he's lighting. How do I know which way? If I say it's the Ner Chanukah, then he shouldn't do it from the Kesem. Why not?
You know what? I'm going to just try to catch Meyer.